Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Welcome once again to Sunday Half Hour on 3TFM, with me, Alec Noble, local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to 30 minutes of music and chat, which will hopefully enlighten you, encourage you, inspire you, and uplift you. Last week, the theme was walking on water, like Peter on the Sea of Galilee, doing the impossible with a little help from Jesus. This week, the theme is walking with the paralyzed. We all get paralyzed at times. No, not paralytic, paralyzed. As a teetotaler, I've never been paralytic. But as a normal human being, I do confess to often being paralyzed, like a rabbit caught in car headlights, on the horns of a dilemma, in a catch-22, or just plain stuck in the rut. The nearest I suppose I've come to being paralyzed was, I was in America, in California, and I went to Yosemite National Park. And at one point, I ran up a glacial slope. The rock is very polished smooth because of long ago ice coming down the rock and making it smooth. So I ran up this smooth rock till I got halfway up, and then I was stuck. And I really couldn't go up, down, right or left. I was being held there like a little fly on the wall with the suction of my trainers. And I can tell you, it's a very scary experience, and I prayed pretty hard. I did feel very paralyzed. Thankfully, God answered my prayer and I got out of that pickle, but it wasn't easy. So here's a heartfelt plea, which we all recognise, Abide With Me, sung by the Glasgow Phoenix Choir.
Thank you.
That hymn is very much associated with grief. Grief paralyzes us. We get shock and numbness and panic. And there are many other causes of paralysis, like ill health, pain, disability, loneliness, does it? Or fear, or depression, or bad relationships, or facing daunting tasks and dreaded moments and difficult decisions. We've got dilemmas and we're indecisive. We have a lack of vision or a loss of faith, or we feel guilty. In so many ways, we can end up paralyzed. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the one where Elisha and his servant are in Dothan when the Syrians come to capture Elisha. The servant opens the curtains, looks out, and sees there's a whole army surrounding the town, come for his master. And he runs back panicking. What'll we do? We're done for. The place is surrounded. And Elisha's very calm and prays to God to open his eyes and let him see. And God opens his eyes and he sees that, yes, the town is surrounded by Syrians, but the Syrians are surrounded by a heavenly army. God is here to protect his servant. Elisha had what you might call the bifocal spectacles of faith. He could see his problem in the foreground, but he could see God's help in the background. We all need these bifocal spectacles of faith, don't we? Here's a song about that particular passage. It's sung by Don Francisco and it's entitled, There's More That Stand on Our Side.
There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. A king who hated Israel was trying to win a war, but every move he made it seemed that Israel knew. Now it's not a spy inside our camp, his men explained one day. There's a prophet named Elisha, hears every word you say. Well, they found out where Elisha lived and the army marched that night. They surrounded all the city by the morning's early light. When Elisha's servant rose, he saw that army all around. And he said, what are we gonna do? They're gonna cut us down. But Elisha told his servant, now don't give in to your fear. Those that are with us are more than all this army here. And Elisha prayed that his servant's eyes would have the sight required. And he saw God's mighty army with its chariots of fire. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The enemy moved toward the town, and Elisha prayed a prayer. Lord, strike them all with blindness, let confusion be a snare. God struck that whole army blind, and he brought them to defeat. The victory he gave that day was total and complete. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. The eyes of God search all the earth to find each blameless heart, to show his power and faithfulness, to take his children's part. And though fear is all around you, don't you dare give in, for the battle is the Lord's and he's the one who's gonna win. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see. It doesn't matter how it seems, how strong the enemy. Don't believe your eyes, believe your father's guarantee. There's more that stand on our side, no matter what you see.
That was from the Old Testament. Now here's a reading from the New Testament. When we think of walking with the paralyzed, this is the story to hear about. It's Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, from a tape entitled Faith Comes by Hearing.
A few days later, Jesus went back to Capernaum, and the news spread that he was at home. So many people came together that there was no room left, not even out in front of the door. Jesus was preaching the message to them when four men arrived, carrying a paralyzed man to Jesus. Because of the crowd, however, they could not get the man to him, so they made a hole in the roof right above the place where Jesus was. When they'd made an opening, they let the man down, lying on his mat. Seeing how much faith they had, Jesus said to the paralyzed man,
"My son, your sins are forgiven."
Some teachers of the law who were sitting there thought to themselves,
"How does he dare to talk like this? This is blasphemy. God is the only one who can forgive sins."
At once Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he said to them,
"Why do you think such things? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your mat and walk'? I will prove to you then that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins."
So he said to the paralyzed man,
"I tell you, get up, pick up your mat, and go home."
While they all watched, the man got up, picked up his mat, and hurried away. They were all completely amazed and praised God, saying,
"We have never seen anything like this."
Imagine yourself inside the head of that paralyzed man. It might go something like this. Bump, 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 bump. "Hey, steady on, guys. Watch you don't drop me. I'm fragile, you know. I wish I could speak. They don't hear a thought I'm thinking. If I could speak, I would have told them that this is a crazy idea. It's not my idea anyway. They just came stomping into the house, told me their bright idea, and without a by your leave, picked me up, one at each corner, and now they're whisking me down the street. Hey, steady on, guys. This'll never work. I am the way I am. I'll always be the way I am. I've been like this for years. People have often wondered why I'm like this. Some folk think I must have done something terrible. Well, you know the saying, 'What have I done to deserve this?' And this is not very nice, I can tell you. I must have done something really bad, but blow me if I can think of it. It's my curse and I'll just have to live with it. Well, here we are then, outside the front door. Look at the crowd. You'd think it was a football match. There's no way we'll get near. We might as well just go home. Come on, lads, let's go home." "Nah, typical. That's not their style. They'll think of plan B. Now what? Hey, I don't like heights. Get me down. I don't want to go up the stair. Here we are on the roof. Now what are they doing? You can't do that. That's vandalism. It's not your roof. They'll call the police. What are you doing that to the roof for? Hey, hang on. Oh, no, you don't. Hey, what do you think I am, a corpse or something, lowering me down a cord at each corner, dust to dust? This is ridiculous. I'm the centre of attraction. Everybody's looking at me. I don't like everybody looking at me. It makes me nervous. Ooh, ouch, my back. Now they're all looking at me. He's looking at me. Who is this guy anyway? Why is there all this crowd? I've never seen them in my life before. This is the preacher. This is the man who does the healings. He's going to say something. I can see it. He's saying, 'Your sins are forgiven.' The cheek of it. Who is he to stand there and tell me my sins are forgiven? I've never met him in my life before. A complete stranger. What does he know about my sins? What sins, anyway? I'm no saint, but I'm as good as any other so-and-so. I'm certainly as good as that so-and-so down the road. I wouldn't go out of my way to hurt anybody. Anyway, when you're paralyzed, there's not much you can do by way of sin." He's got amazing eyes. He's looking at me. He's looking right through me. And yet, it's not as embarrassing and cold as it might be. There is a gentleness in those eyes as well. And when he says, "Your sins are forgiven," I'm indignant on the one hand, but on the other, I can see that he can see right through me. Although he's never met me, he knows, you know. And deep down, I know, I have sinned. And he's saying, your sins are forgiven. Only God can forgive sins. Who is he to forgive sins? But when he says it, it sounds right. I feel right now a whole weight lifted off my mind, a whole weight lifted off my muscles. I'm bounding with joy, ecstasy. Hey, down boy, what are you doing? He's saying, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And my arms are doing it, and my legs are doing it. There's two me's. This is not me. I can't do this. Who is operating my body? Who cares? I'm up. I'm off. See you, chaps. And here's a song based on that passage from Ian White and his tape Songs for Children.
Once there was a house, a busy little house, and this is all about the busy little house. Jesus Christ had come, teaching everyone, so everyone had run to the busy little house. Everyone was there, you couldn't find a chair, in fact you had to fight for air in the busy little house. A man who couldn't walk was carried to the spot, but the place was chock-a-block in the busy little house. Whatever shall we do, whatever shall we do, we'll never get him through into the busy little house. I know, we'll open up the roof, we'll open up the roof, and then we'll put him through into the busy little house. Then Jesus turned his eyes and saw to his surprise the man coming from the skies into the busy little house. Then Jesus turned and said, get up and take your bed and run along instead from the busy little house. The man went on his way, the people cried hooray, we've seen great things today in the busy little house. Once there was a house, a busy little house, and that was all about the busy little house. Yes, once there was a house, a busy little house, and that was all about the busy little house.
So, that was The Busy Little House by Ian White. Jesus frees us from all kinds of paralysis. He forgives sins, he heals diseases, he comforts us in our grief, and so on. Jesus doesn't always change our circumstances, but he does change us. You can be standing in the same spot, but facing in the opposite direction from where you were. When the Bible was first written, it was written in Greek, and in the Greek, the word that we translate in English as repentance is metanoia, and metanoia literally means to turn around. So we can be facing the shadow side and seeing our own shadow and feeling weak and gloomy and despairing, or we can turn around and look to the sun and look to God and radiate. Without changing the circumstance, still standing on the same spot, it makes a world of difference which way you're facing. Here's a song by Robin Mark entitled Revival.
A train on the
was Revival by Robin Mack. It was sung about Belfast, actually. Jesus said of himself, quoting Isaiah's famous prophecy in Isaiah 61, "I have come to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to announce release to captives and freedom to those in prison, to comfort all who mourn." Jesus says to each of us in our many different kinds of paralysis, "Your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Walk with me. You can't do it on your own strength, but I'll be with you." I'm reminded of the story of the wee bird in a nest, looking over the edge of the nest and contemplating its first ever flight. And the mother bird says to it, "Go on, you're a bird, you can fly." Well, go on, you are God's child, you can live. See you next week, same time on 3TFM.
Can't get over it, so low, can't get under it, so wide, I can't get round it, oh wonderful love. Jesus' love is very wonderful, Jesus' love is very wonderful, Jesus' love is very wonderful, oh wonderful love.